another turn in the boom and bust cycle that characterized macroeconomics and Western economies since the end of the Second World War. They reacted accordingly, cutting costs and hunkering down for what they supposed would be a painful but short period of austerity. In fact, the crash has ushered in a period of unprecedented uncertainty, with the economic unknowns added to by political and social unknowns arising from such developments as the Arab Spring and the anti-capitalist and anti-austerity protests in a number of Western countries. Uncertainty is here to stay. Not for nothing did the Secretary-General of the United Nations recently comment that the first years of the 21st century may well prove a decisive moment in the human story, requiring cooperation by politicians and business leaders across all boundaries to respond to the interconnected threats the world currently faces. From a business perspective, a more chaotic environment underlines rather than dissipates the messages outlined in this book. Uncertainty breeds fear, and fear breeds paralysis, a further source of the friction that disrupts the effective execution of what seems a perfectly defined strategy. See Chapter 2. As well as the focus and clarity, the book advocates as a response, business leaders now have the additional task of instilling confidence and context. As Daniel Galvao, Chief Commercial Officer at Marsh, an insurance broker and risk advisor, told the author in 2011, employees and management need to believe that there is strong leadership so that their products and services will survive at a time when the company may be struggling. It is a matter of instilling strong faith in the future. Angela Cassini, Learning and Development Manager at Selex Galileo, an Italian electronics company, adds, to step into an uncertain future, managers need confidence and especially a sense of optimism. They have to believe they can make a difference, that they can help build a positive picture of the future. If they can't do this, if they can only be negative about the future, a sense of helplessness and paralysis sinks in. The business begins to feel it is a victim and that it cannot do anything positive to shape its future. Research conducted by the author with PA Consulting Group in 2011 has also confirmed that in the opinion of the senior executives whose views were canvassed, how strategy is determined can no longer be separated from how it is implemented because of the speed which is necessary to exploit opportunities and respond to threats in an uncertain environment. The methods used by companies such as Luxfer Gas Cylinders and HSBC Rail profiled in this book, for example, developing strategy maps that measure progress not so much by fulfillment of financial goals, but by cross-disciplinary collaboration, resulting in innovative products, services, and management methods, are precisely what trendsetters in industry are now advocating on a broader scale. Rainer Feurer, Senior Vice President for Corporate Strategy and Planning at BMW Group, for example, argues that strategy must be treated as part of individual responsibilities throughout the organization, as opposed to a central function, and that the quality of a formulated strategy depends on the quality of knowledge used. This, in turn, hinges on how effectively the process of gaining knowledge is managed in the organization. According to Feurer, strategy formulation must therefore be regarded as a constant learning process, and the quality of strategy depends on the quality of the organization's cognitive and behavioral learning mechanisms, exactly what this book advocates in Chapter 10. Lastly, the use of techniques such as mission leadership, highlighted in Chapter 7, as a means of creating a risk-free culture that encourages freedom of action if it supports key strategic goals, has gained significantly more credence in the years since the book was first published in 2007. In the PA survey referred to earlier, the senior executives interviewed stressed again and again that staff empowerment of this kind was essential to successful strategy execution in an era of uncertainty. I feel my